Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 23rd, 2015. It's Christmas Eve in Japan, and the line at KFC is out the door, with even company execs heading to the front lines to sell fried chicken. This has been going on since 1974, when the wildly successful Kentucky for Christmas campaign was launched. Some people reserve their buckets of chicken months in advance. We sure have seen that, through the ages, the celebration of Christmas has been adapted to society, to regional, ethnic, and religious cultures, and the way it is observed continues to be personalized down to the distinctive characteristics and culture of a family.
We're from the Pacific Northwest, so every Christmas we get a crab and we all crack it together and then we make crab sandwiches out of that. So wheat bread and lettuce and mayonnaise and crab, they're perfect.
Yeah, and so instead of a star like most people, we do an angel at the top of our tree.
My angel at the top of my tree has a pug face.
During our Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, we sit around the table, and on our plates is names of our family member, and whoever name you have to say something nice about that family member. Oh, and then after dinner, when we're all full and just sitting around the sofa, we would play Taboo. It's always men versus the woman, and the woman has won 6 years in a row.
Every year on Christmas, we put a little mint in our mouths, and we see who can keep it the biggest, the longest. So since they're like chalky mints, they tend to dissolve, and anyone can call check at any time, and you stick your tongue out, and you have to have, you know, you have to show that you have the mint.
Right.
I don't know, every year, Ruben's dad wins. Every year. And one year, Grandma didn't take it out of the wrapper, and so she had it in her mouth and was like, I'm winning!
So every Christmas Eve, we go to my dad's side of the family and celebrate with all of those cousins, and then we go to my mom's side of the family, which is rather large, and they have one of our uncles or somebody dress up as Santa at 9 o'clock, and then all of the kids line up, and they will call each of us, and we get to open a present with Santa and, like, wave to all of our family members. And I've done it every year since I was little, and last year was my last year getting to do it before joining the adult present swap instead of the Santa swap. Yeah. But that was one of my favorite.
Last year was your last year, and may I ask how old you are?
I am 21.
Oh, you can only do it until you're 20.
Yep, that's the cutoff.
Okay. So I'm 28, and my wife and I, we still dress up in our pajamas, drive to her mom's house on Christmas morning, and exchange presents and do the whole, you know, breakfast and time with the family under the tree and all that stuff. But we actually intentionally will put on fun pajamas.
So every Christmas Eve, we get to open one present, but it's always some form of pajamas.
My almost 90-year-old grandma has access to the Port Hueneme Naval Base because my grandpa was a Navy chef. And every year she goes into the base and buys pajamas for the kids in my family to open on Christmas Eve to wear for Christmas Day all day. And we don't get out of them.
When I was growing up, my brother and I used to practice waking up Christmas morning.
Yeah, every Christmas, on Christmas morning, we wake up and we have cinnamon rolls. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you?
My family eats cinnamon rolls every single Christmas morning. My mom makes them. And one year, she decided to get a little creative, and she made a breakfast casserole instead, and we were all pissed at her.
Every Christmas Eve, we would take little, like, brown paper lunch bags, and we would poke a whole bunch of holes in them, and then put a little candle in them in designs like snowflakes or trees or whatever. And then you would put them all throughout the entryway, like leading up to the house, so that you would welcome, like, whatever family's coming. And it always just looked so pretty, and I remembered enjoying it, because I always enjoyed the lights. And it was like a continuation of the idea of just lighting up the house, making it feel welcoming, and making it feel Christmassy.
One Christmas tradition, I guess, is that we get together and put together a Celtic Christmas show. And then we try to find some place to do the show. So we just did it the other night at a flower shop. We're doing it in an old folks' home on Sunday.
How beautiful are those differences? And the similarities? Lovely. Just lovely. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.